Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Mike Quick alongside of DeSean Jackson, Eagles wide receiver. DeSean, take us through a couple of the plays from last week's game.
We're going to take it back to this play in the third quarter, end of the third quarter, backed up in our own zone. I think we're at like the 7-yard line. And this is a play right here that Marty Morningwig and Coach Reed does a great job of getting Mike Vick to play action fake, look to the right, look to the left. He actually does a great job because I'm over here once again. Michael Vick play fakes to the left and he looks up. You see his eyes right there? Just that slight time of him looking over here keeps this safety right here. Ed Reed, who's a, you know, crazy ball hawk, a crazy hitter. He does all the above. And this is actually a double stutter go. And I get to like 8 to 10 yards and I stutter him up. And as you see, as once I stutter him up, he kind of broke on it. And once I seen him do that, I actually just took this little whoop and got back on top of him. And from there, Mike Vick throws a great ball. And you know, I'm just focused on catching the ball, and Ed Reed comes over and makes a great play.
You run a great route, but the key, as you said, when you watch from the end zone copy, is Michael Vick looking off to the left side initially, that little fake right there.
Yeah, he looked to the left first, and then he came back to the right, and then...
That little look off, the pump on the left side, and then that holds Ed Reed at safety from giving you a headache.
Yeah, about 10. I still got a headache. Still got the headache, but, you know, it helps him from making a big play on the ball. So, you know, that was a good job with Mike Vick. Right here is actually 3rd down and 6. It's a tight coverage. You see the defender, you know, being up on the ball.
Yep.
And I'm the receiver here. So, you know, when I first come off the ball, I actually try to give him a little stutter step right in here to, you know, kind of think I'm going deep. And once I do that, give him a little move right there, he kind of tenses up and opens up. And once he opens up, I actually, you know, try to swing my arm just in case. You know, the DBs like to hold a lot, so I just, you know, swept just in case he was on me. And, you know, Mike Vick made a great ball to throw it down to the sideline. And, you know, from there, intense game, you know, just got in a little scaffold with the guy, 29, and, you know, flicked the ball at him until the first down, went back to the huddle. And, you know, on the way, me going back to the huddle, I told him in his ear, I'm going to be in your ear all day. And you're not going to stop me.
I think there was a lot of that going on out there Sunday,
was,
right?
Yeah, Sunday was one of them games. You know, two birds, and you know, the Eagles, we fly high on them. You see, I'm tripping, man, you know. they might think the little guy ain't going to do too much, but, you know, I'm out there doing a lot, you know.
Very physical football game on Sunday. Does this offense have a different attitude?
Yeah, definitely we have a different attitude. You know, this year is a huge year for us. You know, we feel like we had a great offseason, you know, able to take advantage of all the time and, you know, workouts and, you know, everything we was able to do. So, you know, being the second game of the year, you know, 2-0, you know, from last year we was 0-4. So regardless, like, we win by 1 point or however we win the games, and that's all that matters right now.
This offense right now leading the league in yardage. How good do you think you can be if you cut down on the turnovers?
And I honestly, you know, I've been challenging the guys out there because, you know, I tell them without the turnovers and things like that, you know, we can be the best team in the NFL and no one can stop us. So as long as we're not turning the ball over and doing the type of crazy things to hurt us, you know, we'll be all right. But as you can see, I think, you know, we had 3 however many turnovers on Sunday and, you know, we still beat a team like the Ravens. So, you know, it just tells us, you know, sky's the limit if we could, you know, eliminate the penalties.
You know, and Michael rusty in that first game, missing all of the preseason, mm-hmm. and then just came on real big on Sunday.
Exactly.
How big do you think he can be for this team this season?
Man, Mike Vick going to be a huge addition. The one thing I'll say is as long as he can stay healthy, you know, I know everybody's counting him out to say he can't play a full 16, you know, season game. But, you know, in my eyes, he's very, you know, durable. He takes hits. You know, he's a leader. He stands up and, you know, gets up after every hit he takes. You know, I don't see how he does it, man, honestly, because, you know, I'm a little guy myself. I get hit, I'm hurting the next day. So, you know, he just doesn't really show it, and he's standing there and doing what he needs to do.
What do you see this week out of the Arizona Cardinals? What are you looking for?
Arizona Cardinals, they're a good physical team as well. You know, they beat Seattle Seahawks. They beat, you know, the Patriots at home, too. So, you know, that's going to be a great game as well. Both teams 2-0. In the last couple of games we played them, they beat us. So we got a little chip on our shoulder going out there.
Thanks for joining us, DeSean. Much more success for you the rest of this season. And we'll be right back with much more on Eagles Game Plan.